to quote some big scholars or worldly wise men in favor of one religion is a completely erroneous approach. So deceptive that the whole system of religious research would become topsy-turvy with this approach. One can say Einstein was a Jewish and he never accepted Islam. So why should you accept Islam or why should I accept Islam? Someone can say Newton was not a Muslim, he was also a Jew. And if someone goes on quoting 100 Jewish scholars of world fame, where would you be left then? That is the one who believes in such a thing. You can counter him with this. See, there are very great renowned world scholars, fathers of new branches of science, and accepted in their very high station of learning. Yet they have not accepted Islam, and still you believe in Islam? What right have you got? So if Allama Iqbal or Sir Sayyid, they have not accepted Ahmadiyya, it is neither here nor there. It doesn't make any difference.